Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Bears win. It's the Under Center podcast. I'm Lawrence Holmes, joined by Matt Forte, Lance Briggs, and Alex Brown. They now have a game and a half lead, a quick turnaround before a trip to Detroit. But let's just worry about what happened tonight. Tonight, the Bears put some distance between themselves and the rest of the division. And we were talking about this a couple weeks ago. You win the Minnesota game. Now you're looking 2 weeks from now. You're looking at that Rams game and going, that game now could be legitimately for who gets a bye.
Yep. It's been flexed already.
They only get bigger.
Yeah.
They only get bigger from here. I mean, even the game next week against Detroit. That game's so big now because you don't want to go and lose that game and give away what you earned tonight. So they just keep getting bigger. And then when the Rams come in, like you said, it could be for the number two spot. I don't see anybody slowing down the Saints right now. But, man, these guys, they got a chance. I think tonight the Bears showed a lot.
They're legit.
Like, hey, we're here.
Yeah.
We're here. This is NFC, hey, pay attention.
This is a team. This is a team that next year – you're not going to have to look to be have a flex schedule.
No,
you're
going to
get the prime time games are going to be lined up for you.
Yeah.
Speaking of flex, I think they flexed their muscle a little bit today. Mm-hmm. This was an important game, a show me who you are game, and their defense obviously shows up each and every week. Khalil Mack went crazy. Akeem played very well.
Hey, the Northern California native went crazy tonight.
He did. A 9-6, baby, a 9-6. Yes.
How about that? In a game where your quarterback, he wasn't terrible, but he wasn't what he had been the last few weeks. Mm-hmm. In the second half, the Vikings were in this game, but the Bears' defense took the ball away, made plays, and scored on defense.
I think we ended up 3-3 as far as turnovers. I think the difference in the game was Eddie Jackson turning a turnover or a takeaway into 6 points. I think that's what it was. I think that was a big difference in the game, because if you take that away, you can't just assume that the offense is going to go out and score a touchdown. Mm-hmm. So we had 3 points there. That game's a lot different there, you know? So it's just like, that's huge. Huge what they were able to do today.
Even though this was a close game, you know, did you ever feel like the Bears didn't have control of the game?
No, because of the defense.
Right. Agree.
It's because I thought Minnesota's defense in the second half was like, okay, we're up for the challenge now. Like, we've seen it. Mm-hmm. I would love to see this game again. I'm looking forward to the next time these two teams play because I think it's going to be a lot of fun. But I felt like in the second half, they came out and said, all right, we understand what you're trying to do. Now we're going to try to put some pressure on your young quarterback.
Yeah.
And I don't think the offense particularly responded well, but the defense was game for it. They made Kirk Cousins make incredibly silly turnovers in this game.
He made some rookie mistakes that I saw out there. I mean, the pick to Eddie Jackson was a corner route. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, I played running back, and I know in cover two when there's two high safeties, nobody throws corner routes and makes those completions. Right. You're setting yourself up. And he threw that. And it was just I don't even know. I mean, he'd have to go watch film and see what was on his mind. But I'm glad he threw it, because Eddie made a great play on that and got 6 points out of it.
The offense, I mean, they made plays tonight. But in the second half, the first half, I think they played winning football. In the second half, I don't think they played winning football. You look at, they scored the 2 points after Eddie Jackson's touchdown. And then they got the 3 points late when they needed it. You needed those 3 points, but that's all they did, you know, in the second half. And
that's all they needed.
You're going to have to score.
That's all that the team needed.
That is all the team needed. Well,
they needed that
very
three.
Good, right?
They did. We could have used at some point in the second half a touchdown. Yep. But I have nothing with this game. I have no issues. Yeah, Mitchell's a little erratic at times. He's throwing the ball into the wrong places. Yeah. I mean, he threw an interception where he threw it into three guys. But the defense is playing like this. I'd like to see Coach Nagy kind of lean towards the running game a little more.
Mm-hmm. Like he did.
Like he did his first half.
That first half.
So crazy. Half. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's it. This is a heck of a win, man. God dang.
Matt, why did we see them run the ball today? Because we saw them run the ball out of Mitch being under center instead of in pistol or in shotgun.
Yeah, like we talked about earlier, you know, when the weather changes and it's colder out there, you know, 29, 30 degrees, you can't just sit in the gun the whole time. And, you know, because especially in Soldier Field, it's windy. Sometimes the snaps can get erratic as well. It's more simple being under the center, and you can do a lot of different things. They did a lot of play action, a lot of movement passes out of under the center, and that's – I mean, he threw a dart to Gabriel in the first quarter, I think, on rolling to the right side, and it was one of the best passes of the night. It was just on point. And he likes to be out of the pocket and do some things with his feet because he has the threat of running also. But under center, you really have a better play action game setup, because when you're in a gun, a lot of times it doesn't work as well when you want to do play action. Yeah.
Who you think had a bigger game, Miller last week or Gabriel this week? Even though I'm sure that Gabriel's numbers might be a little bit smaller.
Yeah.
You know, against this team, it's clutch.
I say against I'm gonna go with you and say Gabriel. A lot of his catches were on third downs to convert. Mm-hmm. They were diving catches,
hard catches.
He made a lot of the tough catches. And you want a receiver that can do that and come up big on third down and make those tough catches.
No, sir. I'm going Miller. He got an end zone. I need points. You catch all the little hard catches you want, get an end zone. I'm going Miller.
Extending drives against top five defense.
Yep.
Number one on third down.
We let him catch those 8-yard
passes.
Number
one on the line.
I'm going to go with Miller. What do you have, 5 catches, 130? And a tug, I'm going with that. I'm sorry.
Is that right?
Yeah. All right.
Let's take a
look at our fan vote. You can head to NBCSportsChicago.com/vote. You don't need an app for this, okay? Here's what we're asking you this week. What does the future hold for your Bears?
Wow.
A wild card berth?
No, sir.
NFC North title?
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
NFC Conference Championship? Or
not so fast.
Or if we're dreaming big, a Super Bowl.
Is it so big, though? Hold up. Is it so big? Because, honestly, I don't see one team, maybe the Saints.
The Saints are.
Maybe the Saints. That a game that we don't think we're going to go in and compete in that game. Do I think we'll win? I don't know. They're playing at a high level. But every other team in the NFC, I think we can beat, for sure.
I disagree with you on that one.
Which team can't we beat?
That's what I'm saying.
Which team can't we beat?
You only have to be better than that team on one day. On one day. So as good as the Saints are playing, the Bears only have to be better than them on one Sunday.
Where are we playing them at?
Doesn't matter.
Don't matter.
Right
don't
now, matter. Right now, it's looked like you might.
Might be in Atlanta.
It matters.
Either way.
The worst thing it looks like is that you're going to have a game at Soldier Field, at least for the first game that you play.
Right.
You might have a week off.
True.
And then a game at Soldier Field.
Yes.
And that's the way it's looking. That Rams game now is really important. Let's talk about Cody Parkey real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys think that the Bears going for two the first time, because the second time, I think there's some math that was involved in it, but them going for two that first time, was that about getting an advantage from a point standpoint or no confidence in their kicker?
I'd be interested to see how Mr. Nagy answers that question.
But
I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt and say he was going for it so that if they get a field goal, they'll be up 14.
You agree?
I'm not a special teams genius. Like, I'm not that's not my field, you know? And the way the game turned out, they made the right decisions.
Absolutely.
You know, and had they have done it the way that we thought they might have should have approached it, you know.
Make it 10-0 instead of 11-0.
Right. That changes the game, you know, and who knows how that would have ended up, so.
The first one, I have no idea.
I'm perplexed.
I have no idea what he was thinking. Mm-hmm. The second one, the fact that you're doing it early, if there's a reason to do it, maybe you just went on a 8, 9, 10 play drive and you're gashing the defense, and now you got the ball on the 2 and all you need to do is get 2 yards. Maybe you got a play, you got a rhythm. Maybe you think you can get in there. Maybe that's what he's thinking. So, like, when we played.
Or there's a key.
It wasn't like this. Like the extra point was almost a given. It's not a given anymore.
You know what? I retract my statement.
Retraction.
Yes. I don't think it was had anything to do with not being confident in him because he kicked the field goal to start the game out with on the first drive. So
maybe
what's
wanted
to say,
him to keep that confidence.
Exactly. Well, not that. A lot of coaches they draw up plays, especially for 2-point conversions, mm-hmm. and maybe he felt confident about it. And
right.
he got the right look.
Yeah, he had to have saw something
where I'm gonna run my 2-point play because I know it'll work right now.
But he don't know what they're gonna run. So maybe there's a tendency in the sense of maybe he got a feel for what they're trying to do now.
When we were down 92 yard drive. It was a 13-play 92-yard drive.
He got them in a sense right where we want them, you know?
Whenever we were in goal line, what did we run?
Goal line?
We ran goal line, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so coming up to week nine, there's a tendency that you have.
For sure.
And if you show that same tendency that you've been playing every week when you get in that red zone, maybe he saw this is what they're going to do and this is how we can exploit it.
And it worked.
Right.
I mean, I think they got the defense that they wanted. They got the route. Mitch made a good throw. Hey.
How would you feel if you were Akeem Hicks and they brought you on offense, had you sprint all the way out, but you know there's no chance you might get the ball?
If I was Akeem Hicks. Because if
you were 9'6".
I was going to get the ball.
Nah. No, let's just say if you were 9'6".
Nah.
Okay.
Okay.
Uh-huh. I don't think there's a chance.
How would you feel?
I wouldn't feel good going out there blocking.
I actually thought it worked really well because you're lining him up in the backfield first.
People thinking they're going to run.
Absolutely. Right. There's a tension on that. You flex out the formation where you got one-on-one on the other side.
Yep.
I love that play. After the break, not much time to celebrate. In just a few days, Matt Nagy and the Bears will be battling the Lions on Thanksgiving morning.
Before every Bears game, get ready with former Bears Matt Forte, Lance Briggs, and Alex Brown with host Lawrence Holmes as they break down the game's biggest storylines and tell you what to watch for. Don't miss the warm-up 15 minutes before kickoff on NBC Sports Chicago's Facebook page.
Welcome back to the Under Center podcast. So there's Cody Parkey not getting too high, not getting too low. That's probably a good place for a kicker to be. Made the field goals that he was asked to make.
Yep.
Why? What is this face?
Are you not satisfied now?
I am.
But I will say that if not that Nagy's going to say anything because they won. Mm-hmm. Everything is going to be seashells and balloons. Mm-hmm. I promise you when he talks.
Mm-hmm.
But if we were worried about the Bears going for two because they didn't trust their kicker,
yep,
then you should probably go find another kicker.
True.
But he made his kicks.
He did.
So how worried are you going forward?
I'm still a little worried. I need him to be consistent.
Yeah, I'm not confident. Like, I'm not confident like I was with a Robbie Gould. You know, I think mm-hmm. the comfort level that he wants, we want to know when our kicker's out there that, you know, a lot of times we're not even paying attention to kick. We're drinking some Gatorade. We're talking
because
we know
I got those three. I know we're going to get them three.
We're paying attention to Cody Parkey because we are unsure.
This is the NFL. I'm never satisfied or comfortable with something that's erratic.
Mm-hmm.
The best thing you can be as an NFL player is consistent.
Consistent.
Because as a coach, as a player, as a GM, you know what you're going to get.
Right.
Consistently, he's this guy. If you this guy one day, then the next time you way down, I can't be comfortable.
You Rex Grossman. Rex played like that.
I don't know what I'm
going to get. Rex played like that. He played really high. He played low. There was no median. But with a kicker, he doesn't get many opportunities. So when you get that opportunity, I need you to come through for the team.
Why don't we go to game balls?
Let's do it.
For sure.
For sure.
Matt, I'll start with you.
For sure. Yeah, my game ball is going to my man, EJ, Eddie Jackson, man. You came through in the clutch. A pick six. That was huge. Momentum turner for us. And, I mean, it came up huge. I mean, if you look at the game and the score, if that pick six isn't there, I don't think we win the game.
Mm-hmm.
So, good job, buddy.
Boogie?
You know, once again, the linebacker core you know, led by Khalil Mack. You guys were studs, and you are for sure getting my game ball.
For sure.
AB?
Khalil Mack is going to have a great game pretty much every game. You can't just add all the linebackers in there. Hey, 9-6, baby. Sacks finest. Akeem Hicks. Boy, if you don't get to the Pro Bowl this year, we both going to fight somebody. I'm telling you, you are amazing. Keep it up, boy. You're going to make people forget about me, boy. Hey, keep doing your thing.
Hey, they
man.
Forgot. Don't worry. They for sure forgot.
They for sure, for sure.
They
for sure already forgotten. Already?
For sure.
For sure.
Not worried about that, buddy.
So, Detroit won today.
Yeah, they did.
Okay, so there it is.
They're going to lose Thursday.
That's probably the case. Mm-hmm. But they did show some things. Stafford made better decisions. Their receivers played. The kid from here, Galladay, played great.
He played great
today.
He made some big plays.
I'm sorry, did Carolina have Fuller?
No.
Prince?
They
had that pass rush coming from the – no, they did not. So I worry about how they played today. We saw them already. We know what the Detroit Lions are.
They know what to do to beat them.
And when we come up there, it probably won't be as easy as it was here.
That's what I was getting ready to say.
It's still
going to
happen.
Detroit's
getting swept.
It's gonna happen.
We will
get a W.
I think the defense is gonna show up, but my man Mitch needs to show up like he did last week against
the
Lions.
Yeah, he will.
So,
yeah.
Mitch, yeah, he gotta for sure
he
show
will.
Up.
Honestly, now if you wanted to block the games, two out of the last three games, Mitch has not played particularly well. And that game in the middle, though, he played great. He played his best game of the year. So we'll see.
He's gonna play great against Detroit. He has to, so they can win. That's it. It's going to happen. This team right here is just – I don't think they're as good as they're going to be. They're just – because they're starting to believe now, I think. I know.
They're drinking their juice.
If you ask them, they believe the whole time.
But
until you start to beat some of the people that other people have been saying, well, this is one of the better teams. Well, we beat them. Well, we must be pretty darn good too. So after tonight's game – They got a different feel about themselves.
They should.
They should.
It took over a year of us breaking, saying championship, world champs, over a year, because we didn't get on that streak until after the third game.
Right.
Of saying world champs every time we broke before we started on that streak. And every game on that streak, when we used to put our hands up and say world champs, it felt like it meant a little bit more.
Because you started believing it. It's not about any – and don't get me wrong here, you have to play one game at a time, but it's not about that next game because we're about one thing. That's it. We want to win a championship. Mm-hmm. And right now I haven't heard anybody say it. Maybe they're saying it in the locker room. I'm not in the locker room. But, hey, that feeling has to come, and these guys got to be – they have to be in it first. This was the first big test. This next game – and it is as big.
That they've won.
Right. But this next game is as big because
you can't throw the jersey out there and think.
You can't just throw it out there. And that's going to be a test to a young team to see if they can come off a huge win.
And with no letdown.
Go away.
Yeah.
Go to somebody else's field and win a ball game and the shortest rest you could possibly have.
3 days.
3 days.
Rest you could possibly have, playing on a Sunday night and then playing Thanksgiving
on a Thursday morning.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's the shortest rest you can have. Mm-hmm. So let's see if they can climb this hurdle, because each and every week as you keep winning, there's always going to be another hurdle that you got to cross. And then after the Detroit game, you got a team that a lot of people thought that they would represent the NFC. And the L.A. Rams.
And you could end up in a position where that game is the difference between you getting a bye and you playing on wild card weekend. And that's amazing to think that is the case now. That's going to do it. Don't forget, we'll see you on the football after show as soon as the clock hits zero after the Bears-Lions game on Thanksgiving. Thanks for listening.